I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The 2017 Push Festival begins today, the 16th of January, and runs until the 5th of February, and will continue as we have in previous years to feature some of the upcoming shows with the performers and creators as they make their way to Vancouver. Jess Tom brings her show Backstage in Biscuitland to Vancouver, the 30th of January to the 1st of February at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center. She has Tourette's Syndrome, and this show features a hilarious mix of improv, comedy, and puppetry in a show produced by England's Tourette's Hero and presented with Caravan. She involuntarily and repeatedly says certain words, and another tic she has involves her motor skills where she hits her chest. We'll talk about Tourette's, its impact on her life, and what she gains from bringing this show around the world. The website for more is at tourettshero.com. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets and more information. Please welcome to the Planta Online program in London, England, Jess Tom. Ms. Tom, good morning.
Biscuit, hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Biscuit, I'm very glad to be. Thanks for having me. Biscuit.
So, Cat? We're talking about a show that you've taken around the world already.
Yeah.
Is it fun for you to meet audiences from different countries, different cities, say?
Biscuit, yeah, it's amazing. I really like getting a sense of different places through their audiences, through their responses to the show. Biscuit, I think when we first started traveling and taking it to different places, we didn't know how different audiences would react. And Biscuit, particularly because there's a lot in the show about humour and about disability, and I didn't always know how that would translate into different social contexts. But actually, we've had really warm responses everywhere from Bosnia to Australia to a show that we did in Toronto and in the States, Biscuit. And so, yeah, I think for me, it feels really important to take our message of making theatre more inclusive, Biscuit, and promoting understanding about difference into lots of different contexts and to meet different people, Biscuit.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that people react to it differently. Do the reactions surprise you?
Biscuit, sometimes. What surprised me most, I think, when we got back from our sort of long tour where we'd been in Canada and the States, was actually how similar audiences often felt at the end of the show. Biscuit, all our performances are relaxed performances, which means we extend a warm invite to people who might not be able to follow the conventions of traditional theatre etiquette, so people who might make noises or people with autistic spectrum disorder or a learning disability, Biscuit, but also to lots of, to everyone else too, Biscuit. And I think partly because we make that, we give that permission right at the start to laugh, to move around, to relax and respond naturally. Often at the end of the show, their feeling within the space and within the audience feels quite similar. And I think that's, so in some ways, that feels reassuring that actually that connection with each other and that experience of a journey and a story together is quite universal. Biscuit.
Did you find that theatres are more inclusive for people with disabilities?
One of the reasons that we made the show in the first place, Biscuit, was that I'd had a difficult experience at a theatre in London, Biscuit. Mm-hmm. I've got Tourette's Syndrome, which means I make movements and noises that I can't control, called tics. I'd done everything right. I'd got in touch with the theatre beforehand. I'd spoken to the performer, and we'd met, and he introduced me to the audience so that they knew that I'd be making noises and that I had Tourette's. But despite all that preparation by lots of different people, people still complained about my tics, and I was asked to move to a sound booth during the intermission and sit separately in a show that was actually about segregation. And it was a deeply upsetting, Biscuit, and humiliating experience. And I sobbed. I absolutely sobbed. And while I was crying in the sound booth, I promised myself, Biscuit, that I would never set foot inside another theatre again, Biscuit. I felt like it was a space that I couldn't go to because it was damaging to me, Biscuit. Fortunately, Biscuit, that's not a promise I kept, Biscuit, and instead I was supported to, Biscuit, see that there was a different approach and a creative approach. And I, so I looked for the only seat in the house I wouldn't be asked to leave on the stage and made a show about my life with Tourette's, about the surreal world Biscuit my tics create around me, which is Biscuit Land, and about our passionate belief that if you make theatre and art accessible and more inclusive, it makes it better theatre, it makes it better art for everybody. Biscuit.
Yeah. Biscuit. You were diagnosed with Tourette's in 2006, from my understanding. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so
yes.
You're in your 20s, and so how would it manifest itself beforehand? Is it much as we've been hearing in the last few minutes?
Biscuit. So everyone with Tourette's will have multiple motor tics, so involuntary noises, multiple motor tics, so involuntary movements, and at least one vocal tic, Biscuit, so involuntary noises, Biscuit. But they can be as simple as a sniff or a squeak or blinking eyes or shrugging shoulders, or they can be, Biscuit, really complex words and phrases, Biscuit. And the other thing that everybody with Tourette's can expect is that tics will go up and down in the course of their life, Biscuit. So I've had some tics since I was about six, but as a child they were much milder and less noticeable to other people, Biscuit. In my early 20s, they began to intensify and have a much, Biscuit, bigger impact on my life. Biscuit has been around for about the last 6 or 7 years and is showing no signs of going yet, but Biscuit at one point probably will, and then we'll have a branding issue. Biscuit.
Yeah. do you wonder why it's the word Biscuit?
Biscuit, I've stopped wondering, I think, because anything that I've ever known has the potential, Biscuit, to become a tic, and why certain words stick around is a mystery. Mm-hmm. Biscuit, and before Biscuit, other long-standing regulars included Squirrel and Taser and I'm a Baby, Biscuit, and Happy Christmas, Biscuit, which was Biscuit, relevant in December, irrelevant in July when it started. Biscuit, yeah, anything. It's often characterized as the swearing disease. In fact, only 10% of people, Biscuit, with Tourette's have obscene tics. And people often, just associate it with swearing and miss out the sort of complexity of the condition, which can make it a challenge to live with, but can also, it makes it really interesting. And through Tourette's Hero, Biscuit, I've been able to recast the symptoms of my condition as creative springboards and understand my tics as my power, because they collide together, Biscuit, ideas that would never normally sit next to each other to create incredible new concepts, Biscuit, and we use them to make art and to use humour to connect people together, Biscuit.
That's one of the interesting things about you and the show, is how you deal with the misunderstandings that people have. I mean, as you just said, we all think that it's you know, it's a swearing thing, right? That it's vulgarity or curse words, but it's not.
No. Biscuit, yeah. Those types of tics, Biscuit, affect 10% of people with the condition. Biscuit, I am like a sheep, I am one of them, Biscuit, but even so, I'm much more likely to say a load of other random stuff, whether that's about domestic appliances or dinosaurs or Biscuit, B-list celebrities, than I am to swear.
Some people think B-list celebrities are vulgar. Now the other thing that unfortunately people have thought of Tourette's as is a mental disorder that one is even possessed. I mean, how do you deal with those misconceptions, say?
Okay. Well, it's a neurological condition, so it's a condition that originates in the brain, Biscuit, and is and as I explained, tics normally start in childhood, Biscuit, although they do change during the course of someone's life. It's really difficult to know how to respond to some negative reactions, Biscuit. People have definitely thought I was possessed before, and that's a really challenging thing to be asked or to be told often by strangers, Biscuit. But I also receive lots of spontaneous support and understanding. And I think through writing a blog on TouretteHero.com, when we first started Tourette's Hero, Biscuit, I came to realize that actually as much as there were challenges, there was also lots of incredible conversations and thoughtful interactions with people. And I feel like I have more interesting conversations as a result of Tourette's, which feels like a privilege. Biscuit.
Now, back to Tourette's for just a sec. Is it hereditary at all? I mean, do you have people in your family who have had Tourette's in the past?
Biscuit, yes, it is believed to be a hereditary condition. Biscuit and I have a close family member who had vocal and motor tics as a child, so would have had a diagnosis of Tourette's and has some tics in adulthood, but there is definitely a history of tics in my immediate family. Biscuit, I come from a gene pool enriched by Tourette's, for sure.
Yeah. No. What does medical science say in terms of what's happened in terms of in the neurology?
Biscuit.
Has that explained anything in terms of how people get it, say?
Biscuit, well, it's believed to be an inherited condition, Biscuit, it's believed to originate from the basal ganglia, which is a very deep part of the brain. Mm-hmm. Biscuit, like lots of things that relate to the brain, they're still understanding how that works. And as an organ, it's one of the most, still one of the most mysterious areas of medical science. Biscuit, Hedgehog, Biscuit. Lots of research is being done all over the world to look at how brains work and look at tics and look at different ways of approaching sort of management of Tourette's and tics. Biscuit, for me, the most effective thing has been to develop, Biscuit, the language and confidence to explain my tics and experiences, Biscuit, to other people and to ask for support if I need to. Biscuit, and that and sort of practical interventions that help me live my life in a safe and independent way have been what I found most useful. Biscuit.
And so you get something out of being on stage every night doing the show, don't you? I mean, it does help, does it, you personally?
Biscuit, it helps me develop the confidence and language to explain to people about my experiences and increased understanding, Biscuit, of Tourette's or of disability more generally, makes a tangible difference in the day-to-day lives of people living with particular impairments. Because if people can understand why something might be happening and understand that in the context of disability, then they're much more likely to be able to be supportive and understanding and empathetic. Biscuit, but that only happens if you talk about it. So the great thing about a stage show is that it means you can talk to a load of people at the same time. Biscuit.
So I've seen interviews you've done over the years on YouTube, and mm-hmm. what's struck me in watching you is how natural it seems to be on stage or to talk to people. I mean, was that something that you've had to develop over the years? Because talking to, you know, public speaking in the sort is difficult for a lot of people, right?
I've worked with children and young people for the last 15 years, Biscuit, as a play worker in children's projects in London, Biscuit, and I think there's a natural element of performance in holding attention of a group of children and young people, Biscuit. So I definitely think, although I haven't got lots of performance experience, I have got experience of that, Biscuit. But I think the other thing about living with Tourette's is, I often say that talking about the condition, Biscuit, and explaining it doesn't always feel like a choice. It's an essential tool for me in living my life. And whether I'm talking to a child about that at work or somebody on a bus, Biscuit, or explaining to somebody I'm speaking to on the phone for the first time, I explain my experience and I'm open about that, Biscuit, you know, many, many times a day, Biscuit. And I think, therefore, that's become part of the way that I manage my condition. And so talking about it in public just feels like a great extension of that. Biscuit.
Something that I've been thinking about as we've been chatting is what Tourette's does for one's creativity. Because you mentioned earlier how it's taught you a little bit about language and words. Did you gain insights doing this show about how we talk to one another, people talk to one another?
Biscuit, I think Tourette's does give me access to a spontaneous creativity that I wouldn't have otherwise. So, Biscuit, lots of the things that I say as tics are clearly the product of me, of where I grew up, of things that I've known, but they're not conscious thoughts, Biscuit. So it's not just a case of saying what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that does mean that I can that I have access to a spontaneity that does enrich my life. Just get, in terms of how we communicate with each other, it means I think what I've learned is that conversation is really important, and I've experienced Tourette's Hero exists because of a conversation that changed my life, because of my colleague Matthew describing Tourette's to me as a crazy language generating machine and telling me that not doing something with it would be wasteful. And up until that point, I'd find it really hard to think about or talk about Tourette's without tears. And somehow that sentence got into my brain in a different way and took root and enabled me to understand that my tics were my power and not my problem. That's why it matters what we say to each other and how we say it, because I believe strongly that every conversation, shared laugh, biscuit and experience has the potential to create change, and that feels really exciting. Biscuit.
Now, I was reading TouretteHero.com in preparing for our chat, there's a funny story in there about how you find yourself saying the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Biscuit.
Does that happen, say, at the ATM machine?
It can do, Biscuit, and at airports, so traveling with Tourette's, I'll be the one explaining to airport security that there's not really a bomb in my bag, Biscuit. And my sisters, when we were on tour in Australia fairly recently, my sister had told me that she was pregnant but hadn't told our mum yet, but I did tell an audience of 300 people announce her pregnancy early. Fortunately, they promised to keep it a secret, and my mum now knows.
Laughter is a very important part of everybody's life, and for you, does making people laugh, does that give you any satisfaction?
Biscuit, I think shared laughter is one of the most powerful tools we have for connecting with each other. And the experience of being in a room full of people and laughing together, making people laugh, but also sharing a joke, and that experience is incredibly exhilarating and good for you. I think it feels good for you. It feels good for your well-being and your soul. And I feel very lucky to be in a position where I get to do that and share that with audiences around the world.
Do you find, Jess, after doing this show for a number of years now and speaking out, I should say, for a number of years now and doing the show, that you have learned something about yourself that you didn't know before?
Biscuit, I think I've definitely got a confidence in myself and an acceptance of who I am, Biscuit, and that I haven't got before. And I think, Biscuit, that's a process. It's really difficult. One of the challenges of Tourette's is that tics change, and it can be really difficult as new tics arrive and suddenly present a whole range of new challenges. Certainly performing the show and creating Tourette's Hero has helped me address my own fears and anxieties about my body and about difference, and hopefully help me find ways to help other people feel comfortable with who they are too. Biscuit.
Jess, this has just been such a fun conversation for me to get to talk to you, and because I've admired the work that you do and the advocacies that you do, and I know a lot of people in Vancouver are going to be looking forward to this show.
Well, I can't wait to come. I'm really excited. So yeah, we had such an amazing time in Canada when we were there in the summer, and I'm really looking forward to being back.
Yeah. Thanks for this, Jess, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good night. Bye.
The website for more is TouretteHero.com. PushFestival.ca is the website for tickets and information. Backstage at Biscuitland is on at the Roundhouse, 30th and 31st of January and the 1st of February 2017. Jess Tom joined me on the line from London, England. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.